Good morning, everyone. My name is Musonda Mumba. And as I said earlier, I'd like to request if you can move to the inner circle, please, because we look fairly scattered, but we have to start promptly in the interest of time. So welcome, everyone. We're very excited to see you all, and thank you so much for actually coming from the TEMA. And since I come from UN Environment, we're not allowed to use acronyms, so I will spell the word in full, which is Technical Expert Meeting on Adaptation. Now, as you all know very well, this is a process that started about 2 years ago, very exciting conversation on how do we take the whole discussion and dialogue around adaptation. And particularly for this particular session, for this coming 2 days, we're going to be discussing how we see the synergies and collaborative elements between climate change adaptation and disaster risk reduction, and also elements related to the Sustainable Development Goals, because we all know that we exist within substantive and very fragile ecosystems. I'd like to welcome the panel, Your Excellencies, the high-level champions, Her Excellency Hakima El Haite from Morocco, and His Excellency Inia Seraitu from Fiji, from the government of Fiji. The chairs of the ESPYs, Carlos Fula, unfortunately could not make it this morning. However, he's being represented by Tibor Shalfa, who's the vice chair, and also Mr. Thomas Chosko. Thank you so much. And also the co-chair, in this case, of the Adaptation Committee, Mr. Clifford Malum. Thank you so much. So I would like to give the floor to the chair, Mr. Clifford Malum. Please, over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Madam Facilitator. Her Excellency, Ms. Hakima El Haite, His Excellency, Mr. Aina Seraitu, the co-vice chair of the SUBSTAR, the Subsidiary Body for Technological, Scientific and Technological Advice, Mr. Tibor Shafir, the chair of the Subsidiary Body for Implementation, Mr. Thomas Kustrov, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Adaptation Committee, it's my pleasure to address you at this technical expert meeting on adaptation. This is a core element of the technical examination process on adaptation. Each year, the key messages and outcome of these meetings are incorporated into an annual technical paper and further distilled into a summary for policymakers, which will serve as an input to the conference of the parties. In our work in the Adaptation Committee, we strive to adopt a holistic view on adaptation, not just within national boundaries, but across countries, in cases where transboundary action would add synergy, efficiency, and effectiveness in achieving progress. The technical examination process on adaptation supports this holistic vision, and the Adaptation Committee believes that this process can greatly contribute in identifying concrete opportunities to enhance adaptation effort as it, one, helps in enhancing coherence and cohesion of action undertaken by existing adaptation institutions, and two, provide a platform to catalyze action by non-party stakeholders. Ladies and gentlemen, to ensure effective conduct of the technical examination process and adaptation, we established a working group comprised of members of the Adaptation Committee, representatives of bodies under the Convention, and the NGO, very important, constituencies. Following comprehensive consideration and taking on board your input, the working group agreed on this year's topic, which is integrating climate change adaptation into the Sustainable Development Goals and the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. Reflecting your interests has been our priority to ensure that our discussions are as engaging and participatory as possible over the 2 days, as you know, we're here today and tomorrow. In closing, let me express on behalf of the Adaptation Committee our sincere gratitude to the high-level champions, Their Excellency, Ms. Hakima El Haite, and Mr. Inia Serioto. Apologies if I don't get it right, Excellency, for their guidance in the organization of this meeting, and to the chairs of the subsidiary body for implementation and the subsidiary and the vice chair of the subsidiary body for technological and scientific and technological advice for their continuous support. I would also like to warmly thank all of you, parties and non-party stakeholders, experts and implementers of adaptation activities, for attending this important event. Your active participation will be the main ingredient of our success. I thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Malung. I'd like to give the floor now to Mr. Tibor Schaffhauser, who is actually speaking on behalf of Mr. Carlos Fuller, the chair of SABSTA. Mr. Tibor, please.
Good morning, colleagues. First of all, I would like to convey the sincere apologies of Mr. Carlos Fuller, the SABSTA chair, who couldn't be with us today. He was called for other meetings to attend to. As you know, all the meetings are really going into last year today. I would like to just give a few short words and not prolong your discussions. I sincerely believe that adaptation is one of the most important topics, and also it should be also taken up upon balanced with other topics as well. So I really hope that today's discussions and the good examples that you're going to have opportunities to listen to will give a good opportunity to exchange views and also to have sincere discussions with each other and move forward in the adaptation process. Furthermore, I do believe that later on today you will hear other parties as well and other stakeholders who can contribute to your process and also have some good experiences that you can bring home, back home to your countries and your delegations, also your respective companies and also stakeholders, and work together later on more sincerely on this project. And now I would like to hand over the floor to Tomas, who agreed to deliver the opening statement.
Thank you very much. So, dear co-chair of the Adaptation Committee, Cliff, Excellencies, the high-level champions, Ms. Hakima Al-Haite, Mr. Inia Seruiratu, dear Tibor, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure for me to be here with you today at the 2017 Technical Expert Meeting on Adaptation. In light of the need to progress on all three agendas, climate change adaptation, sustainable development, and disaster risk reduction, this meeting is indeed a timely opportunity to ensure that we enhance our efforts in what we can call the three C's: cooperation, collaboration, and coordination. I think that these three C's should take us to four R's: risk alleviation, resilience, restitution of trust, and readiness for the future. For the future that would enable human and economic development for all, with no hunger, no poverty, no climate-induced migrations. Well, let's learn from each other here at this meeting. Please allow me to warmly thank the Adaptation Committee for their efforts to carry out the technical examination process and ensuring that the technical expert meetings are relevant, constructive, and solution-focused. Through its known openness, the Adaptation Committee creates a truly enabling environment for engaging all relevant actors. We are also pleased that the meeting benefits from the guidance of our distinguished high-level champions. Your Excellency, Hakima Al-Haite, I've taken a lot of heart from your relentless efforts to accelerate and catalyze climate action during your time as champion, and I am sure that your efforts will be continued beyond your term. Ladies and gentlemen, both SB chairs have no doubt that this two-day technical expert meeting on adaptation will be inspiring, will enable new collaborations in the implementation of the three agendas moving forward, and also make a difference for adaptation action on the ground through the engaging actors at all levels and from all constituencies. I wish you all a fruitful meeting and look forward to hearing about your progress, what more needs to be done, and how this can be best addressed. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chorosky. I would like to now request Her Excellency Hakima El Haite, the champion for climate from Morocco, to give her statement, please.
Co-chair of the Adaptation Committee, Mr. Clifford, Excellency Mr. Inia and my dear co-champion, Vice Chair of the SAPSTA, Mr. Tibor, Chair of the SBI, my dear friend Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to all of you. I'm really happy to be among you today. And I first would like to thank and to congratulate you for the choice of the subject of this conference, integrating climate change, adaptation with the Sustainable Development Goals and the Sunday Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. It is obvious for all of us that those three thematics are independent and interconnected. The most we adapt, the least we face disasters, and the closest we are from the SDGs. In my mind, the objective of sustainable development, adaptation, and risk and disaster are synonymous. But if the link between these three conventions are obvious to scientists and to all of us, they are not operationalized at the level of our governance, either internationally nor nationally. The three conventions are dealt with different negotiators, embedded in different bodies, and financed by different tools. It is imperative, therefore, if we want to accelerate the implementation, optimize resources, and be more efficient, to have a holistic, systemic approach and put in place coordination mechanisms and tools. I believe that an integrated approach is the most efficient way to deliver on adaptation, to anticipate on disasters, and to optimize our effort to reach the SDGs. Ladies and gentlemen, climate change is already devastating many vulnerable countries and people. More than 20 million people are at a risk of hunger and death in Africa because of droughts. According to the UN, this is the biggest humanitarian disaster since the Second World War. 20 million people. Are they relevant of the Climate Change Convention, the one of the CENDE, or the SDGs? And they are not alone to face a humanitarian disaster. Today, millions of people are already fleeing soil aridity, extreme climate events, rising of sea levels, etc., etc. Between 2011 and 2014, 83 million climate refugees have already taken the exile road around the world in three short years. As Europe and the world today are dramatically weakened by the displacement of 4 million Syrian refugees, imagine what will happen in 2050 when we'll face the exile of 250 million climate refugees, as it was announced. Put yourself in the shoes of the farmer suffering from failing crops year after year and facing hunger. What will matter to her most through activities under these three agendas? Even closer to us, Fiji is waiting for a new cyclone. Winston, a year ago, devastated the island, which lost one-third of its GDP in a few hours. In Morocco, we are making progress in linking these agendas. The Moroccan National Strategy for Sustainable Development includes climate change as a key pillar and broad convergence between three conventions. But yet, we need to implement. Adaptation planning at the subnational level already integrates, in my country, sustainable development and disaster risk reduction in two pilot regions. The Marrakesh Partnership for Global Climate Action strongly integrates sustainability and disaster risk reduction concern within its 2020 timeframe. Beyond identifying synergies, this approach is both a moral imperative and sound management. Dear colleague, the urgency of the situation demands a holistic response and strong actions. The first priority for humankind is the basic physiological needs: eating, drinking, sleeping, breathing, living in good health. The second one is physical security, but also education, health, and labor. This is the basic requirement for dignity. No human being can realize his dignity if he hasn't satisfied its first priorities, his basic needs. That is why the non-state actors have proposed within the framework of the Marrakesh Partnership to have a particular focus during COP23, in addition to the usual sectors of activities we cover, a zero hunger goal. During our consultation with all the different groups of parties, everyone was asking why this document focuses on hunger, why the way forward focuses on hunger. The answer you get now: how to talk about development, how to talk about low carbon transition while the first need of man is not satisfied. Talking about hunger is talking about water, land use, forest, agriculture, oceans that feed a third of protein of the world population, is talking about food security, which is necessary to fix the population, to prevent conflict about reserves, to prevent migration, is simply to speak about security, is to deal with the SDGs. 2017 is precisely the year in which the first review of SDGs will take place, with teams overlapping 90% of those of the action agenda, notably the SDG 13, which call for urgent actions against global warming and its impact. In order to successfully implement the SDGs, the real world, and I'm thinking to the non-state actors, must also be brought closer to climate negotiation. This is the key to our common success. This is the meaning of our actions as champions. This is also why I call for strengthening the link between the Marrakesh Partnership and the Adaptation Committee in terms of concrete collaboration. Our success also involves bringing together the three major UN conventions serving the common interest: UNFCCC, SDGs, Sunday Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. Same issues, ladies and gentlemen, same fight, and it is now. Because before I close, I would like to thank the Adaptation Committee and its working group for its excellent work. Thank you for your support, and I have no doubt that such discussion will allow to build the missing link that separates us, negotiators, and the UNFCCC from the streets. I would also like to thank the chairs of the SABSTA and SBI for their continuous dedication and support to this process. I will work closely with my colleague from Fiji, as he said, to ensure that the outcome of these meetings are fed into the broader work program and thematic area of the Marrakesh Partnership. And you can count on us to impulse any of your suggestions helping with the implementation of the Paris Agreement. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much for that intervention, Your Excellency Hakima. I would like now to request the other climate champion from Fiji, Inia Saraitu, please, for your intervention. Thank you.
The co-chair of the Adaptation Committee, Mr. Clifford Malung, my dear co-champion, Excellency Ms. Hakima El Haiti, the vice chair of SABSTA, Mr. Thibault Salfazer, the chair of SBI, Mr. Thomas Crusoe, ladies and gentlemen, Bulvinaka, and a very good morning to you all. It is a pleasure for me to be here today at the 2017 Technical Expert Meeting on Climate Change Adaptation. This is a very important issue for small island developing states, vulnerable communities, and developing countries everywhere. Specifically, the topic that we are here to discuss is integrating climate change adaptation with sustainable development goals and the Sendai framework for disaster risk reduction. In Fiji, like in many other developing countries, and in particular small island developing states, integration between these three agendas is imperative. In our experience, you cannot hope to make meaningful progress in one area without considering the others. When it comes to sustainable development, it's critical to keep the big picture in focus and understand how different agendas complement and support each other. Ladies and gentlemen, the focused concentration of warming in our oceans not only destroys our coral reef ecosystems, on which many of our people depend for food and tourism, but it's also causing rising sea levels and ever more intense cyclones that destroy lives, livelihoods, and essential infrastructure. Residents in many of our low-lying villages are already feeling the daily impact of coastal erosion. This includes my home village of Kumi in Tailevu, where we have had to build a seawall to slow the rising tides. But for others in Fiji, the problem is already so bad that relocation is now the only option. And for some in the Pacific, the rising sea level threatens their very existence. In fact, Fiji has already offered to give permanent refuge to the populations of two of our nearest neighbors, Kiribati and Tuvalu, in the event that they are submerged altogether. And in terms of the increasing intensity of storm surges and cyclones, there is no Pacific Islander whose life has not been impacted in some way. Just last week, Cyclone Donna struck Vanuatu, leaving hundreds needing immediate help. And days later, Cyclone Ella threatened Fiji before changing course and passing dangerously close to the French island of Futuna. And this is only a little more than a year after Fiji was hit by Cyclone Winston, the strongest cyclone ever to make landfall in the Southern Hemisphere, which took 44 lives, displaced thousands of families, and wiped a third of our national GDP off the books. So I hope it is clear why we assume this great responsibility we have given with an immense sense of urgency and a strong resolve for decisive climate action. We do this for ourselves and for our neighbors in the Pacific. We do this for the residents of small island developing states and vulnerable communities everywhere. And we do this for all 7.5 billion people on the face of the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, harnessing the positive changes presented by integrating climate change adaptation, disaster risk management, and the sustainable development goals requires courage, ambition, expertise, experience, and collective effort. There is no doubt that the task in front of us is complex and challenging. Therefore, having forums such as this meeting is essential to share the experiences amongst experts, policymakers, and implementers. However, I encourage you in your deliberations today to not only discuss the challenges, but also the opportunities and drivers of change that can help us accelerate and scale up our efforts. Equally, I encourage you not to view this technical expert meeting in isolation, but rather as one milestone in the larger process of accelerating the pace and the scale of climate action.
These meetings provide the basis for a transparent collaboration between parties and non-party stakeholders. Indeed, this participatory and inclusive approach is critical to my co-champion from Morocco and me. Our priority is to work with a broad coalition of actors to fulfill our mandate as contained in the Paris decision. Ladies and gentlemen, the information gathered at these technical expert meetings and followed up on at regional events and activities under the Marrakesh partnership will be reflected in the summary for policymakers. This, in turn, will provide clear policy priorities and options to catalyze high-impact action, overcome barriers, and broaden participation. We would also like to take your recommendations to the SDG and disaster risk reduction communities, including the upcoming global platform for disaster risk reduction, and therefore, your contributions are vital. Before I close, let me once again thank the Adaptation Committee and its working group for its excellent work so far. I would also like to thank the chairs of the SAPSTA and SBI for their continuous dedication and support to this process. I wish all of you an engaging and fruitful discussion over the next 2 days. Vinakabalevu, and I thank you.
Thank you so much for that intervention. I really would like to thank all the presenters here for their insightful remarks and really charged. And we do have a responsibility to have very detailed and collaborative and also exciting conversations in the coming 2 days. I just want to announce that Her Excellency, the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, Amina J. Mohammed, was supposed to be here. Sadly, she had to leave, so she left us a small present in the form of a video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to send greetings to the 2017 Technical Experts Meetings on Adaptation. Your discussions bring together climate change, adaptation, the Sustainable Development Goals, and the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. The Paris Agreement, the 2030 Agenda, and the Sendai Framework are intrinsically linked. Action in one area benefits the others. We are the first generation to experience the impacts of climate change, and we are also the last that can prevent a catastrophe for people and the planet. We also bear the responsibility of having the tools and knowledge to end extreme poverty and hunger and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. We have no excuse for failure. The world's governments and people have spoken. Success is an imperative for a safe and secure future of prosperity, opportunity, and dignity for all. A core priority over the coming years is preventing conflicts, climate-linked disasters, and the continuation of their root causes. Paris, Sendai, and the SDGs are a framework for prevention. Together, they embody a promise to leave no one behind. Taking an integrated approach to these complementary agendas will help to foster the finance and partnerships that are necessary to ensure that solutions are designed in a holistic manner. Success will require a bolder approach to collaboration. It is essential that all actors are engaged. Countries are now advancing their national planning and implementation processes for adapting to climate change and reducing disaster risk. Exchanging experiences, lessons, and practices among the climate change, disaster reduction, and development communities will enhance these national actions so countries can safeguard their development gains, reduce their vulnerability, and enhance their resilience. I wish your meeting every success, and I look forward to its productive outcome. Thank you.
And on that note, we end this high-level session, and we're now going to be moving to the next session. Thank you so very much to all the presenters for this morning's session. Thank you. And I'd like to request the presenters for the next session, if we can move to the middle. And please, for those who are at the back, if you can move forward into the inner circle, because we want to have a really great discussion. Thank you.